I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Tuesday, June 4th. What happened 30 years ago that will be remembered around the world today? And who wants Tinder to hand over its user data? Plus, more updates to Apple products, the winning streak that just ended, and the first billionaire rapper. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's been a long time coming, but the $19 billion disaster aid bill will finally hit President Trump's desk, and he's expected to sign it. NPR reports the House gave the final okay after the Senate passed it last month. The House vote ended a months-long feud on Capitol Hill. The bill will help people hit by natural disasters, but it stalled a few times. The White House and Democrats disagreed over whether to send more money to Puerto Rico. Trump wanted to use the money for a border wall instead. In the end, Puerto Rico is getting $1 billion worth of aid, and Trump has now called the bill great. Over the past few months, more natural disasters have hit the U.S., including flooding in the Midwest. So the bill was rewritten to help those communities as well. Democrats are gearing up for a series of House hearings on Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. But Mueller himself, the lead investigator, is not expected to be there. Instead, the star witness will be someone from the Watergate scandal, which was back in the 1970s. That's former White House counsel John Dean. He worked for President Nixon. CNBC says he was a central figure in Watergate who pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice. Well, that was decades ago, but experts say it's to try and provide some historical perspective to the current situation. Remember, many Democrats believe President Trump obstructed justice, something President Trump says is not true, and something special counsel Robert Mueller left undecided. On top of talking to John Dean, Democrats also plan to question former U.S. attorneys and legal experts. They say their investigation will move forward, and they'll use those hearings to lay out Mueller's findings. It all starts next Monday, June 10th. More talk and concern this week about the power of big tech companies in the U.S. Congress is now getting involved. The AP says a House committee announced a sweeping antitrust probe into some tech giants. The committee didn't say which companies they'll be looking at, but did say it'll be a top-to-bottom review. The worry is that with only a handful of tech companies with so much power in the marketplace, that hurts competition and ultimately hurts consumers. And there's also more detail about how U.S. regulators plan to break up the oversight of Apple, Google, Facebook, and Amazon. It'll be between the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission. All of this news sent technology stocks down. Reuters reports Amazon, Google, and Facebook shares fell about 5% yesterday. Apple stock was down too. So far, no official word from any of the major tech companies about all the latest headlines, but some experts say any major regulations or other outcomes from all of this could actually take years. Commemorations for the 30th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre are happening around the world today. Although CNN reports any coverage or discussion of what happened in China is actually highly censored there. 30 years ago, it started with weeks of student-led demonstrations calling for democracy and a free press in China. But the government reacted with a bloody crackdown on June 4th, 1989. Police and soldiers with tanks and AK-47s were deployed on a large group of unarmed civilians firing into the crowd. There's still no official death toll, but it's estimated to be in the hundreds, if not thousands. And another 10,000 people were arrested. Since then, The Guardian reports the Chinese regime has worked hard to get rid of any memories or discussions about what happened. Because of that censorship, reports say the average person and the younger generation in China actually know very little about what happened. Still, survivors and families of victims continue to speak out. The Russian government now wants to see what people are doing on Tinder. Yes, the dating app. Gizmodo reports the app was just added to a list of companies who have to share their users' data with the Russian government or be blocked in that country, meaning the government could see things like messages and pictures anytime they want. No word yet if Tinder is actually going to agree to this, but if it does, this means Russia could have access to the data of any user information that goes through Russian servers. Russia says the data will be used by its security agency to help stop extremism online. But Business Insider says critics are worried this is another way to censor the internet and keep an eye on people. Some social media companies have tried to fight this in the past and been kicked out of the country. For 1.8 billion Muslims around the world, this week marks one of the most festive times. The celebration of Eid al-Fitr begins. That's Arabic for Festival of the Breaking of the Fast. It marks the end of the fasting month of Ramadan, when Muslims don't eat from sunrise to sundown. Eid al-Fitr begins either today or tomorrow, depending on the sighting of the moon. It's a time for visiting loved ones, feasting, praying, and donating to those in need. The most popular greeting is Eid Mubarak. All right, more news ahead, but first, a quick break to thank this week's sponsor, Ancestry. Ever wonder where your family comes from? I know I have. Well, like me, you can discover more about them and learn about your story by combining the Ancestry DNA test with billions of historical family records. I just received my results. I'm excited to dig in and share with you some of my results later this month. But at first glance, it helps confirm what I've been told over the years about where my grandparents lived. And Ancestry even allows you to start a family tree to learn more about your complete story. And it's really simple to get started. Just sign up, you receive a box in the mail to submit your spit with easy-to-follow instructions, and before you know it, Ancestry is hard at work for you and then delivers great information about your family history. And of course, the Newsworthy listeners get a little something extra. Go to Ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. That's Ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. Go to Ancestry.com/newsworthy. All right, now back to the news. Here's an update with some of the highlights from Apple's big event and announcements. For one, The Verge reports Apple is doubling down on its privacy and security goals, saying you can now have apps ask you every single time if they can use your location. And Apple is setting up an option to sign on to other apps using Face ID and even generate random email accounts if you don't want to share yours with third parties. Also, if you talk to the voice assistant Siri, expect a slightly new voice meant to be a bit more natural. And you'll be able to do more with Siri, too. The new iOS update will soon let you control things like opening apps and editing text, all with voice control. You can also now split your AirPods, the wireless earbuds, if you want to share one with a friend to stream and watch something together. And if you're a fan of the Apple Watch, well, the newest software for the watch will come with its own app store, which means apps can be made just for the watch and not have to be available for iPhones as well. And as we already knew and talked about yesterday, iTunes is being replaced with three separate apps, even on desktops, for music, podcasts, and TV. In fact, it'll be easier for all iPhone apps to work better on Macs. Of course, there's a lot more, so you can check out all the highlights at the links in today's show notes. Heads up, if you've ever been a patient at Quest Diagnostics Medical Labs, your personal info may be in the hands of hackers. The Wall Street Journal reports this breach could affect about 12 million patient files. Quest itself was not hacked, but a billing collections firm that works with the company was. And the firm says an unauthorized person gained access to its online payment page for nearly 5 months. Because of that, the person could see patients' bank account info, social security numbers, and some medical information. But Quest says test results were not compromised. At this point, CNN reports the company is still working on getting some more details about the hack and a list of customers who may have been affected. And the winning streak is over. Jeopardy contestant James Holzhauer lost. It ended his 33-day run on the game show. USA Today says he won a total of $2.4 million, and he nearly beat the all-time record for total winnings. In fact, he was just about $56,000 short. But Holzhauer already made history on the show. He first made headlines when he set the record for the most money won within just one episode of Jeopardy. Then he kept on winning for 32 games in a row. But last night was his final one. He got the questions right, but ended up losing because he didn't make a large enough bet. Holzhauer told the New York Times that nobody likes to lose, but he's still proud of how he did. By the way, his success was great for the show itself. Jeopardy ratings haven't been this high in 14 years. It's official. Jay-Z is the world's first billionaire rapper, according to Forbes. And it's not just because of his songs. Forbes says his empire includes real estate, art, and businesses, and he's invested in companies like Uber. Maybe most impressive is that he started in the housing projects in Brooklyn, and some say he's just getting started. Of course, he's also married to superstar Beyoncé. The Guardian says she's worth $355 million by herself. All right, that's it. You are all caught up for today. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode, just head on over to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. Thank you so much for listening today. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.